You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today. Thank you for another great day, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name together, just like David said, come, let us magnify the Lord together. That's what we do. We magnify you, that make you larger, if that's even possible, than you already are. But we know and we make you larger than our problems. We trust in you, praise you, and glorify you here today. Lord, we ask for your blessings on this Bible study here now and on this sermon from the book of Revelation. Lead us and guide us. Speak to us through your word. Bless us as we read, hear, and keep the words written in the prophecy of this book. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Last week's sermon from Island Community Church, the CD recorder's plug wasn't plugged in. And that's why those of you on the radio didn't get a chance to hear what I thought, you know, of all the worst luck. I don't like that word, but I thought it was my best sermon from the series. And you really couldn't hear it very well. For those of you on the podcast, know what I mean, because I uploaded the podcast and the sound you could hear, I was like 50 yards away from where it was recording and I was greatly disappointed. So what I want to do is for those on the radio and those that want to hear again on the podcast, let's hit on the high points here of Revelation chapter 20, because that's what my sermon was last week. So we'll look at that here for a couple days this week. And then for the rest of this week, you're going to hear the sermon that I just preached here on October 21st, and that is the very end of the book of Revelation. So that's where we're at here. That's where we're at on the radio. And let's go now to Revelation chapter 20. This is where we left off. We left off with the Antichrist defeated. Finally, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. We read that they're the first two inhabitants into the lake of fire. Now, also, too, as we go on, you got to remember that hell is not the same as Hades. It's a different place. Hell is the final place of torment for all those that have rejected Jesus Christ and all those that didn't have faith, all those in the Old Testament that didn't have faith. Remember, it's the same thing saves you, Old and New Testament. As you read in Genesis chapter 15, it says, and Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned, the Greek word logizo, logged. His faith was logged, was reckoned to him for righteousness. God slammed down that gavel, looked at Abraham and said, son, not guilty. Because of his faith, it's the same thing that saves us. So now the King James Version, with all due respect, drops the ball when they call everything hell, because there's two different words. Like the word Hades represents the Hebrew word Sheol. Like when you read in Psalm 16, something Peter quoted on the day of Pentecost, that he said, speaking of Christ, that you would not leave my soul in, the word is Sheol or Hades, not hell. The Lord Jesus, and when we read too in the Old Nicene Creed, right? Where the Lord descended into hell. It's Hades. The Lord Jesus did not suffer in hell. He never went to hell fire. But Hades, Hades is the place of the unseen dead. And it's different than hell. Hell, we're going to see today. Hell, what we call hell, is the Greek word Gehenna. It's a different word than the word Hades. Hell is the final place. We're even going to read here this week that even Hades itself will be cast into the lake of fire. So we'll get to that. When we get to it, I'll show you the distinction. Now, Revelation chapter 20 is broken up into four subject headings here. Number one is Satan bound for 1,000 years. Number two, the saints reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Number three, the satanic rebellion crushed. And number four, the great white throne judgment. That's what makes up Revelation chapter 20. Now let's pick it up. Verse 1 out of my New King James Bible. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Huh? He's got a key and a chain, a key and a chain. And he laid hold of that dragon, that serpent of old, who was called the devil and Satan. Okay, what do we got here? First of all, we're going from cover to cover. Dragon? Like, remember, as I've said before, understand the symbols and you'll understand the book. Those that are fairly or perhaps difficult to understand, he gives us the understanding to. Read chapter 17. When the angel says, why are you marveling at this woman? I'll tell you who the woman is, and I'll tell you who the beast is, too, who she's riding. Now, here, when we look and see the dragon in chapter 12, and you wonder who it is and speculate, or you read about someone that has two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon, now we know who the dragon is. The Bible's going to tell you right here. And then serpent is going to the opposite end of the Bible, the first book, all the way back to the book of beginnings, chapter 3, when we read about that serpent in the garden that tempted Eve. We're seeing it's the same person here. So the angel who had the key to the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand, he laid hold of the dragon, comma, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan. Again, Greek and Hebrew, Greek and Hebrew. The Greek word is diabolos. The word bolos means to cast or to throw. The word dia means a cross. You could say to hurl across or to throw a claw. The word means to slander or to cast someone down, to slander down is what the word, that's what the word diabolos means, devil. To hurl insults. We read in chapter 12, remember, he is the accuser of the brethren, and that he accuses us before God day and night, day and night. You know, I realize, friend, that this is the only time that Satan, he doesn't lie, and he doesn't have to lie. You know when? Over your sins. Why lie about them? He doesn't need to lie. He can speak the truth. Day and night, he stands before God and accuses us before him. But I'll tell you what, and that is greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, his accusations might be right, but the blood is greater, you see. The blood of Jesus Christ obliterates our sins. We read in the book of Jeremiah and in the book of Hebrews that God promises to remember our sins no more. Oh, you can speak all the truth that you want, devil. That's right. I'm a sinner. That's right. I've let God down. That's right. I've sinned the same sin more than once, more than twice, more than thrice. But the blood is greater than your accusations. And that's how you get peace in this world and how you can sleep. And that is, we've been reconciled back to God and your sins have been obliterated by the blood of Jesus Christ. God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their sins or trespasses against them. Oh, that devil can go ahead and accuse you day and night, but I'll tell you what, God is greater than that devil. And it's the greatest act of mercy and the greatest transpiration of grace that's ever took place is the Son of God dying in your place and mine, friend, dying on the cross for you and me, reconciling us back to God. Oh, you might have an accuser, and he might accuse you day and night, but I'll tell you what, you and I have an advocate with the Father, and that is Jesus Christ, the righteous, the paraclete. And what he did is greater than the lies and the accusation that comes out of the devil's mouth, that's for sure. And then you got the word Satan, Hebrew word Satan. That's the transliteration. And that means the adversary. Translated many times, the word Satan is all throughout the Old Testament, but not translated in the proper name, but translated as an adversary. As an adversary who rose up against someone. It's the word Satan. So he takes him and he bound him. Again, verse 2. He laid hold of a dragon, that serpent of old, who was called the devil, Diablos, and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Now, there's no reason not to take this literal. He speaks it, I forget, is it 5 or 7 times? All right here, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All of these verses, you keep reading 1,000 years. There's no reason not to take this literal. That 1,000 means 1,000. So the angel comes, takes the devil, Diablos, Satan, bound him up. And then it says he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Ha! Hallelujah. What do you think about that? Finally, after all these years, someone is going to shut up the devil. I love that. Revelation chapter 20, verse 3. It says he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Oh, what a happy day this will be when someone finally will shut up the devil. No more whispering in your ear. No more telling you you're worthless. No more telling you, no, don't repent of that sin. You've already repented of that one twice. No, you'll never be forgiven. You know the lies that you hear and have heard your whole life. Finally, after all this time, we read, this angel will cast him into the bottomless pit, Greek word abusos, and he'll shut him up, comma, and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. So again, after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, this devil's going to come out again one more time to deceive the nations. How is that going to happen? That is because people are going to enter the 1,000-year. People are going to survive the tribulation and enter into that time. So sinners are going to be born during the 1,000-year reign of Christ. That's how there will be anyone around who will be deceived by the enemy. We're out of time, and that's it for this first section. We'll be back again tomorrow. We'll pick it up with the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Headline of my Bible, the saints reign with Christ for 1,000 years. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.